Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election has indicted 13 Russian nationals, including 12 employees of a St. Petersburg, Russia-based company, carries out online influence operations on behalf of Moscow. Indictments coming from the special counsel Robert Mueller's office. Their investigation into Russian election interference also has led to indictments of several members of the Trump campaign and administration staff. U.S. Attorney General ordering an immediate review of how to respond to warnings about potential mass killers, action following an admission by the FBI that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed 17 people and wounded 14 others at a school in the state of Florida. Gun control laws were on the minds of many attending a vigil for the victims at the high school where the killings occurred. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
If you're an elected official and you want to keep things the way they are and not do things differently, if you want to keep the gun laws as they are now, you will not get reelected in Broward County.
President and Mrs. Trump visited the sheriff's office after meeting with victims of the mass shooting. A relative of one of the victims said automatic weapons should not be available to private citizens. Intergovernmental Authority on Development, also known as IGAD, has adjourned the South Sudan peace talks for a period of 3 weeks. Opposition parties, civil society activists, faith-based groups have been attending the regional bloc's meeting in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa for 2 weeks. This is VOA News.